welcome to today's episode of Rainer on Leadership, your online home for leadership lessons and advice for the local church. I'm your host, Jonathan Howe, and as always, I'm joined by Tom Rainer, the president and CEO of Church Answers.
Hey, happy birthday.
Okay. To whom?
Revitalize Network.
Yeah,
got you.
I was like, whose birthday is it?
We're talking about the birth of Revitalize Network. So we want to talk about the birthday of Revitalize Network. We'll be talking about that later before we get into this exciting news. And the announcement's already out there, but we want to give a little more detail on this podcast. We always want to say thank you to Midwestern Seminary. And by the way, had a great time in Kansas City and their chapel. And Dr. Allen interviewed me. And it's just good being there, seeing that, boy, the campus looks so good. It just looks so good.
They're doing the theater center and everything. That thing's going to be special.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
All right. And you can get your MDiv through their 81-hour MDiv program. It's the flagship degree they offer and gives you a complete foundation for full-time ministry leaders with everything you need and nothing you don't. You can join other students in vibrant Kansas City and train in a unique collaborative environment focused on the local church or study online in your current ministry context. Midwestern Seminary is developing a discipleship culture devoted to the local church and committed to God's unchanging word. You can start your training today at mbts.edu/mdiv.
How many episodes ago was it that we talked about retirement?
And The last one.
Like number
Tuesday. Yeah, 470.
Like number 470?
Yes.
Seems like a long time ago since I announced I was retiring. And I know it does for you and Amy and some of the inner circle that are then there, because I've been dealing with it for a long time.
And if you're dealing with it,
then everybody dealing with it. And you we'll get into Revitalize Network, but you remember I was originally at 2020 for retirement. And once I decided it was going to be 2020, you know what happened?
It became 2018.
It became 2018 because all of a sudden I'm in this status of in between. And I said, we just got to move on.
Already, but not yet.
Ooh, that's right. So we talked about the new president will be on at Lifeway, hopefully within a few months. I don't want to presume upon the Board of Trustees Search Committee, but hopefully within a few months, and then I'll officially step down. I gave them an announcement of 1 year or whenever the new CEO comes on board, whichever comes first, and I am ready for this next phase, and this next phase includes one of the most exciting initiatives that I know I've ever been a part of, and I hope it'll be for congregational life in North America and the world, called Revitalize Network. And you've watched this thing conceive and begin to gestate and then to birth, and now it is a reality.
It is.
It is.
It's been exciting to see.
Yeah, yeah.
So today we're going to talk about this. And talk about just kind of the groundwork of it, what it is, what's the purpose and everything. But the question I've got for you, I mean, and I'm sure some of our listeners share it as well. What they would probably want to know is, all right, Tom Rainer, you've done everything in evangelicalism. You're a best-selling author.
Hmm.
You've pastored churches. You've launched a seminary school, you know, the Billy Graham School at Southern. You've run Lifeway for more than a decade to its most prosperous years ever.
Yeah. Thank you.
Why start a Revitalization Network?
Two reasons, among others. Two reasons right off the top of the bat. Just that's a mixed metaphor, isn't it?
Yeah, I think
top
so.
Of the bat,
top of the head,
top
right
of the head,
right
off the bat. Yeah, makes my Nellie Joe would be so proud of me. I just mixed my metaphor. Two reasons off the top of my head, but I think these are two of the big. One is the great need.
Mm-hmm.
Our stats show that 65% of churches are declining. We got a little flack about that because there are a lot of people who insist that it's always going to be 80%. But
it helps them sell books.
65%, and I would say as high as 90%, need some swamp type of revitalization when you get down to it. So the need is great. In the North American church in particular, but not limited to North American church. We hear from churches in Europe. We hear from churches in Africa and Asia. So we know it's not limited to the North American continent, particularly in our continent. 2/3 to 90% of all churches are in need of some type of revitalization. So the need is great. Now, are we the only ones that are doing any type of help in revitalization? Of course not. But the idea of having an organization cross-denominational lines, a broader evangelical denomination dedicated to nothing but revitalizing churches, and that's all that we do, I think is going to be a very, very good value and add for North American churches and indeed the kingdom. Because here's what happens. When you revitalize a church, when God revitalizes a church, you revitalize a neighborhood. So the neighborhood is revitalized. When you revitalize a neighborhood, you begin to revitalize a community. When you revitalize a community, you then begin to revitalize the nation and ultimately the world. And so what we're hoping to do prayerfully is to revitalize the entire world one church at a time.
Yeah.
And that's through Revitalized Network. There's a second reason. A second reason is that not all churches have the resources or even know where to go to revitalize themselves or other churches. We want to be that clearinghouse. We won't have unlimited resources, but we are a nonprofit. And the whole idea behind the nonprofit is to help those who need the help and then to have others join in that can provide the help. So we bring the resources together with those who need the resources, and that's basically the purpose legally of a 501c3 or a nonprofit organization, is that we're not in it for the business aspect of it. We are in it for the ministry or the altruistic aspect of it that would come along with revitalizing churches. So those are two of the big reasons, the great need and the fact that resources need to be matched together. And we'll bring them together at Revitalized Network.
So let's just focus on those resources just for a second. The big question is, what is the network going to do?
The network will provide resources. So it will provide a number of resources. And I'm going to go down a list in a minute, but we're going to go about this methodically. So it will provide resources for churches to be revitalized. Now, the first of those resources, and this is, I think, an anticipatory question of yours, if I'm reading your mind correctly.
Maybe.
First of those resources is what we call Revitalize Bundle.
Yes.
Revitalize Bundle is a first step. What did I say?
First step
toward revitalization. However, in most cases, it is a necessary step. I'm very clear to say that this is not a magic bullet that's going to turn a church around immediately if you get this resource, but it is a first step. And that first step has three aspects to it. Churches that revitalize have leaders that know themselves. They can look in the mirror. They have emotional intelligence and awareness. They know their church. They know exactly what is going on, and they know their community. So the first major step that we're taking is the Revitalize Bundle. And what is going to happen is Revitalize Network, working with partners, we already have one major partner, the North American Mission Board.
Yeah.
And the North American Mission Board will help churches outside the South within their denomination to get this Revitalized Bundle. We will deliver this bundle, and it has some assessment tools in it. It has video instruction, and it also has a coach that comes with it, a live coach that, not necessarily there in person, but through Zoom or through telephone call, will coach someone through it. We see this as a major first step toward revitalization. Not the magic bullet, not the sum and substance of everything for revitalization, but a major first step. Now, what else will happen? We'll start there. We want to walk before we jog, and we want to jog before we run. Yeah. But we will do other things, such as we hope in the future that we will be a matchmaker, and we will bring together churches that are looking to be acquired and churches that want to acquire, for example. Or we may be a matchmaker, and a church may say, we have put in our budget such amount of money to help a church. We want to adopt a church and help it toward revitalization. We hope we'll be doing that. We will provide consultation, and we will provide a number of other resources. One of them that I anticipate in the near future is just a facility evaluation, mm-hmm. because a lot of churches are just struggling with how to pay their bills on their facility. I'm getting way ahead of myself, but you can tell I'm a little bit excited about all the possibilities.
Hold the reins back.
Hold the reins back.
I like how you did that.
And just take one step at a time. And one step at a time means the Revitalized Bundle is first. But ultimately, what we are seeking to do is to gather the resources, to provide the resources to do revitalization. We want to be God's conduit for revitalization.
Yeah, a centralized place mm-hmm. where churches that are struggling and maybe even churches that are healthy can come together to help one another.
Exactly. So Jonathan, there's going to be a lot that is going to be taking place in the months ahead. I was about to say the years ahead, but you know me well enough to know that probably a lot would be best described within a month or a few weeks rather than a few years. But we're just getting this off the ground. And I got to say, I'm grateful for those who've come alongside of us at the beginning. Brentwood Baptist Church, a church.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about partners because we've talked about the North American Mission Board.
But you got so, Brentwood Baptist. Yeah. Mike Glenn is the chairman of Revitalized Network, chairman of the 501c3. One of the reasons that I'm excited about Mike in this leadership role on the board is that Brentwood is an incredible example of a church that has said we're going to go beyond our own walls. And they started something called Middle Tennessee Initiative. It is about being multi-site, but it's also about medical missions, dental missions, literacy missions. And they're just doing an incredible job in Middle Tennessee. And I knew that we could bring the wealth of his expertise and how God has used him. So Brentwood Baptist is there. We've mentioned the North American Mission Board. California Baptist, we'll be talking more about them.
Yeah, and, university.
Yeah, California Baptist University, CBU. We'll be talking more about them and how we're going to do some very specific academic training through Church Answers in the future. So you begin to unpack all these, and then you got to add our employer at the moment we're saying this, which is Lifeway Christian Resources. And Lifeway is where we're going to point people to for a lot of regular resources, because whether I'm the CEO, which I am at this very moment, and I won't be very near future, I know the caliber, the quality of the resources they offer. So Lifeway has come in as a partner in this as well. Four critical partners. We also have our partners that we've had at Rainer on Leadership and TomRainer.com, just like we just mentioned, Midwestern mm-hmm. Seminary, Vander Blumen, Cool Solutions, Generis. We got others. They're on our site that is there. Belay. So you'll see those there. But the whole idea is these are people who are helping provide the resources to help the churches.
Yeah, and you've also got a couple of internal type partners, I guess you could so to speak. You've got interim pastor university where we are able to train pastors.
Yes.
And to go into interim situations, whether it may be a revitalization or not.
Yes.
And then church consultation university where we're able to train people to be church consultants. And I know that's one of the things that Revitalized Network in the future will be kind of helping offset some of those consulting costs for.
We actually got ahead ourselves,
know that. Yeah. We had to create the consultation method before you have the churches available. So,
I'm talking about we've already helped someone.
Oh, that's true.
So there was a veteran who really, I think the way he described in his application is going to be a great church consultant, but didn't have all the resources necessary to get the training. Mm-hmm. And so Revitalized Network's only supposed to be doing right now the Revitalized Bundle, but this was a Gulf War veteran, and we said we can't turn our back on him, and so we were able to help him just a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's kind of cool that our first official assistance of any kind, resource provision, was to one of the veterans who is now helping churches revitalize.
Yeah.
So it's really good.
Such a great story.
It is.
And to be able to provide those revitalization and consultation resources to churches at either no cost or very low cost.
Yes.
Compared to what they would, pay on the quote unquote open market. That's a huge win for those churches that a lot of times, and this is the kind of the catch-22 that we run into, I think, a lot of times, especially when it comes to church consultation. Churches who can afford it don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Churches who want to do it can't afford it.
Exactly. Don't we see that a lot?
And that's kind of where Revitalized Network comes in and helps out.
There's another major sponsor, let's call them partner, in all of this, and I don't want to ignore this. It's called Church Answers.
Yes.
Church Answers is integral to all of this, because so much of the infrastructure and personnel of what's taking place in Revitalized Network is being provided by Church Answers. Mm-hmm. In other words, Church Answers is underwriting so much of what is taking place at Revitalized Network from the very onset. So those of you who've been working in Church Answers have now been working in Revitalized Network and have been doing things there. And so a lot of what is going on is because Church Answers exists, and Church Answers has been able to play a major role in the founding and the funding of Revitalized Network.
It's kind of like the foundation that we were able to build Revitalized Network on.
In fact, we couldn't build Revitalized Network without Church Answers because it told us where to go and it gave us the resources to know where to go. So when it was all said and done, Church Answers was a major part of this. But I really am excited. And we talk about the board and the executive team. I'm going to serve as executive director, which is kind of the day-by-day leader of a nonprofit. My son, Sam, will serve as president of the organization.
Does that make him your boss?
No, okay. not really. For those of you who are
Nellie Joe's always the boss, right?
For those of you who are in my denomination, Southern Baptists, you know, it'd be kind of like Lifeway's CEO, me, and then the president of the SBC for 2 years.
Okay. J.D. Greer.
Yeah, J.D. Greer. Yeah, there's some authority there, but it's, you know, you see the difference there.
Yeah.
It's not title only, but I'm the one that's for now providing the full-time leadership. Sam is providing the ongoing leadership. Amy Jordan, who has been my executive assistant at Lifeway for, is it 7 years now?
Yeah.
7 years. Last 7 years, will come on as executive vice president, or has come on, and she's actually be making those transitions as well. So that's pretty cool. Other board members, we've mentioned Mike Glenn is chairman, Chuck Lawless, dean, vice president at Southeastern Seminary, will come on board, and Brad Wagner, who is the executive vice president of Lifeway, will be on the board as well.
Yeah.
So a great team. And then you look at all of you on the Church Answers team, and it's really one and the same. As a matter of fact, you got an email from me today, and I just said I consider y'all all the same. you're really all the same team, because everybody's doing
we all share the same mission.
Yes, and that's a great way of putting it. And I think that this particular mission of watching churches become revitalized. Now, here's one thing we'll do on a regular basis. At the website, revitalizednetwork.org, revitalizednetwork.org, we'll be featuring Revitalized Heroes like Mike Rubino and Cornerstone Bible Church on Long Island. It's being featured now. We'll have others there. And then I will be communicating on at least a quarterly basis with those who are part, who are coming in as partners, about what is taking place. I bet you want to talk to me about partners before we end this particular episode. But it's going to have some exciting stories. I think once people realize the impact of Revitalized Network and that people are coming together to provide the resources for churches that need the resources, I think this thing is just going to grow at an incredible pace in a good way, in a very good way.
Yeah, and you mentioned, you know, the partnering. If your church is interested in partnering, I know there's a couple of different ways to join and to partner with Revitalized Network. And there's also some things that pastors and church leaders can do once they join as part of the network. We've mentioned these consulting opportunities, mentioned some of the coaching opportunities. Those are out there. Those aren't like quite ready to roll out just yet. But I know that's something that down the road that we'll be looking to the people who are part of Revitalized Network to help us do.
Yeah, those who are in the network will be those that we'll be turning to more than others because
obviously
they have said we want to be
into the mission and the vision of the network.
So from those members, we'll find our coaches, our consultants, particularly those who've gone through the training as well, and we'll find those because obviously this is not a one-person show or even a 10-person show. This is working together.
Yeah.
And so the more people who come into the network, the more churches that come into the network, the better we'll have the ability to take this to more and more churches across North America and eventually the world.
So how can a church join?
Okay, church goes to revitalizednetwork.org. If you want to make a single donation, you can go to the donation button. If you want to join, and that really presumes that there's some type of a monthly commitment, but I want to be clear on this. I want to be very clear. It says there that any church can join if you just basically agree to the mission and the broad evangelical statement of that. So I don't want dollars to be a barrier. You know, if a church says, I want to be a part of it, but we have nothing, well, I hope you'd have something. But, you know, we're there for the churches. So we're not going to say we'll turn back any church for any amount. We would love to see churches come in at least at $50 a month.
To help fund the mission and help fund the vision.
But again, I don't want that to be a barrier.
No.
So when you go there and you click on the join button or the donate, well, obviously if you click on the donate button and you hit zero, that wouldn't be a very good
donation.
You're
really not donating. Yeah.
So, but you hit the join and you hit zero, we're going to accept you, but we hope that maybe you can find at least a modest amount to be a part of this, to just say that you have bought into it. But again, we won't turn any churches down who agree to the mission and the broader evangelical statement. This is going to be a great ministry, a great mission, and a great opportunity to be a part of. So Revitalize Network has launched.
Yes.
And it is ready to go, and we're getting our first members in already, even as we speak.
Mm-hmm. There's a map up there. So once you join, your church is automatically added to the membership list, added to the map so people can see, you know, maybe you have a church in your area that has joined and you didn't realize that.
Yeah.
And maybe y'all can partner together to help with local revitalization and kind of keep us abreast at the national level, I guess you could say,
mm-hmm.
of Revitalized Network, of what's going on, and maybe we can get involved in that kind of thing. So, you know, tell your friends, pastors in your area that, you know, you want to be a part of that. If you want to see revitalization in your city, state, region, whatever it may be, you know, join up with us here at Revitalized Network.
I'm thinking of some of the pastors who have already joined. We mentioned Mike Rubino mm-hmm. on Long Island.
There's a bunch from up there.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of guys that have joined up from that New York, Long Island area.
Yeah, we're beginning to get a concentration in the Northeast.
We're big in the Northeast.
Yeah. And then Josh Teese.
In Las Vegas.
Again, there's a fairly large network. They haven't joined yet, but he represents a group of fairly mm-hmm. large of independent Baptists that will probably become a part of us in the future. So that's kind of a Western place. You got Charlie Moulton in California representing the West Coast.
Yeah. You got an association up in the Northwest, I think, that's talking to us about that. And you got another association in Virginia that we've been partnered with for a while. So.
Yes.
I mean, just all over the place.
Exactly.
It's amazing.
And it'll continue to grow, and it'll continue to make a huge difference. Come join us, because this will be one of the most exciting ventures, and we think it'll be great for the church, because these are churches working together.
You know who else works together with churches?
Probably Vanderblumen Search Group.
Well done. They are the premier pastor search firm dedicated to helping churches and ministries build great teams. They've helped thousands of churches just like yours find their church staff and are uniquely geared to help you discern who God is calling to lead your church. You can find out more about Vanderblumen Search Group by visiting westaffthechurch.com. That's going to do it for today's episode of Rainer on Leadership. Any final closing thoughts, Dr. Rainer?
One final word. The website is revitalizednetwork.org. Sometimes I have to be clear, it's revitalized, not revitalized. It's just revitalizednetwork.org. And go there, look at the mission, the ministry, and the early joiners to this, and join us as well. Don't let anything be a barrier to you joining. If you believe in the mission and you are willing to be under the broad evangelical umbrella that is stated there, it's time for us to get off dead center and make a difference together.
Yeah, and there's a couple of places if you're interested, once you join, if you're interested in, you know, maybe your church needs help, we have a form you can fill out there. If your church is, you're ready to go and you want to help churches, there's another form for that. So
we got the forms already.
Yeah, they're already there and ready for you. So we hope you'll join us at Revitalized Network. We do thank you for joining us today here on Rainer on Leadership. You can join us each and every week, twice a week on Tuesdays and Fridays by subscribing at iTunes, Google Play, or in your favorite podcasting app, and joining us online every day at TomRainer.com, where we're growing healthy churches together.